Gary Duplessis coming to you from the Sands Expo here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The 2021 PCA Trade Show. We are concluding our day one coverage of this amazing trade show. What a great place to end the day. Right here with the one, the only, the incomparable, Michael Herklotz. Michael, how are you doing?
What's up, my friend? Good to see you.
Listen, 2020 threw everybody for a curveball. But I think it's safe to say no one experienced the roller coaster that you did.
Well, there were about 30 of us that experienced the roller coaster, but yes,
yes,
agreed.
Yes. With the amazing team that you led. Now, it all concludes with the formation, a new beginning of Ferio Table. As we stand in front of your new logo, tell us a little bit about the inspiration and the new beginning itself.
Sure. So Ferio Tego is the Herklotz family motto, which can be found on our family coat of arms there. And it translates to strike and defend, which interestingly, I think, kind of resonates with really exactly what we did in being able to not only form a company, remain in the industry that we love, but then to be able to acquire the brands that we worked so hard to create and to protect and to preserve over all these last 10 years for us, to now be able to continue the work that we were doing. It's quite an awesome opportunity. And so I think it's a unique Anyway, it's a great opportunity.
It's a unique moment in history.
It really is.
To continue the legacy of 90 plus years.
And I'll tell you, Bear, I mean, and we talked about this personally, so we worked really hard to sell the company, and it just didn't work. Timing was terrible, right? So we were forced to shut down, but there was nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean? And that work, especially when it was done, was really painful to think that all the work and all the success and the legacy was just gone. It was very difficult to comprehend and process that. And then together with Brendan, we said, let's just give it one more shot and see if we can carry it on. And I think I've shared with you, Altria was incredibly encouraging and supportive and said, let's find a way to do this. And within relatively short order, we got it done and got to work. And now to continue the work as a small family business with these brands, and especially going forward with launching Ferio Tego, it's a pretty surreal moment for a guy that's been in the industry for 22 years. To now be doing it for myself is just, it's awesome.
I'm going to do a bold thing here. I'm going to speak for a lot of people. And a lot of people were really hoping that this, when Michael Herklotz said goodbye, that he was not saying goodbye, that we would see him again. And you made good on the wish that we all wanted to happen. And here we are, standing together at the 2021 trade show and launching your new brand and carrying on that torch you just talked about. For those closest to you, when you shared with them the news that you weren't done yet, not just done yet with the industry, but done yet with the Nat Sherman story, what were some of the reactions you got?
It's been nothing but overwhelming support. I mean, real, genuine energy and enthusiasm for us. And it's certainly that existed, I think, with the idea of Ferio Tego and starting our own company. That was clearly well received as I shared that. You know, that wasn't public, but just as we shared the news, people were like, that's great, good for you. But then when we made the story better and said, actually, you know, we just acquired Timeless and Metropolitan and Epoca and Encora, and so we're gonna prop it back up and we're gonna keep going, that was like, get out of here. And then to make that even better, when we announced that we had made an agreement with Davidoff for distribution, which is so full circle, because I worked with Davidoff for 10 years before Nat Sherman, that response was like the mind blow response from people. They're like, just get out of here. And honestly, I think I'm as excited as those folks were, because it really, everything, to go from such a downer, right, to now just rocket ship of positivity and optimism and great opportunities, really the out of something sad has really come something incredible. And we're so excited. We're so close to timing. We were hoping it was going to be ready in time for show. It's not. It is what it is. So it's going to be ready soon. And in the meantime, all we can do is first say thank you to people. You know, I mean, this is the first time I've seen folks in a year and a half. There's a lot to be grateful for, to our customers for 10 years prior, for all the support as we were winding down the old business, now the overwhelming support as we start a new company. There's a lot of thank yous that we owe. And so, you know, that's what we're doing in this booth. We're saying thank you. We're telling our story. We're sharing our vision, and we're asking for continued support. And Bear, I'll tell you, we're getting it, man.
It's wonderful to hear. With every challenge, you've absolutely turned into an opportunity. And this is a great opportunity for those people, for those countless supporters that you just mentioned, to continue the journey along with.
And I have to say, equally supportive, if not more so, were our manufacturing partners. So, I mean, we've worked very closely with the Quesadas, Plasencia, and Davidoff in Honduras, certainly through my 10 years with Nat Sherman, and frankly, since the beginning of these brands, Metropolitan, Host, Connecticut, and Maduro, 1994 and 1995 with Quesada and the Aero family at the time. But since Davidoff bought Camacho, continued with Davidoff. And we were in regular touch with them, obviously, keeping them posted along the way. And one of the hardest things was to tell the manufacturers, you know, we're done. You know what I mean? Like, that was, they depended on that volume. And there was nothing we could do about it. And that was a pretty... Personally, that was a very emotional reality that I couldn't do anything about it until we could.
But you did.
Until we could. And then to make that call again and say, actually, this just happened, you know, their response immediately, even with the bad news, but then with the good news, is just whatever you need. Whatever you need, you just tell us and we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Not we can't do it. Oh, it's too much volume. Oh, COVID. Oh, whatever you need. And I'll tell you, every manufacturing partner, Cigar Rings with all our printed materials, everyone has just stepped up. I don't want to say they put us in the front of the line, but it sure feels like they might have. And the products are great. The quality is exactly what it needs to be. The new stuff, Ferrotego, is the best I've ever done, in my opinion. And for Timeless and Metropolitan, they are exactly what they are supposed to be. They burn right. They taste exactly the same. They have all the same familiar characteristics that they had before. And that's really a credit to the manufacturers doing their job and doing it great. So the future is bright for Ferrotego, and certainly for the customers, for the retailers and the consumers who have enjoyed our products and relied on our products for so many years. I am so confident that we will meet them back exactly where they are and exceed their expectations going forward.
Exactly. You talk about familiarity. They're going to receive the familiar product, and they're going to see the familiar face. And it's all what it's all about. Mike, with every challenge, you turn into the opportunity. So now, we got to ask the question that everybody's asking. I know you were hoping for things to be here. And again, making the most of it. When will we see Ferrotego and Nat Sherman back on the shelves again?
Okay, so first things first, Nat Sherman will not be back on the shelves again. Nat Sherman is gone. But Ferrotego will be back on the shelves soon. I hate to commit to a date because I don't want to have to change the date. But I can say Ferrotego will launch first and very soon, within the next month, 2 months, I'm very confident that Ferrotego will land in retail. And then, after a quick period of time to allow Ferrotego to kind of live, then we will release Timeless, all four blends, and then maybe another 30 days or so, give that some time, and then we will release Metropolitan. So I can say very confidently that we will be fully launched in Ferriotego and fully relaunched with Metropolitan and Timeless by the end of the year. Everything will be in market.
Before we go today, Michael, we do have to thank you for one thing. Well, we have to thank you for a lot. But one of the things we need to acknowledge is that in the midst of this great journey, this rebirth, you've always been a tireless supporter of this organization, PCA, this industry. And even in a time when you're building, when it's a time when people might be conservative, people might be holding back, you double and triple down and offer incredible support to this industry, sponsor plenty of things here. And this event, the entire event, is no small order to what you've done through. So we need to thank you.
I think I've got 22 years in this industry, and this industry has given me everything I have. I've met my wife through cigars. I have a beautiful family. I have a house. That everything I have is because of what this industry has given me, and I certainly feel confident speaking on behalf of Brendan, my partner, too. We love this industry. We love this association. We love our customers. We want to see everybody win, everybody survive and thrive and grow. And we believe that we are stronger and better together in doing that. And so it was a priority for us to be at this show. We obviously had to be a bit agile in what we were going to do here. And so we've taken a rather unconventional approach of being at a show with absolutely no ability to transact whatsoever. But so what? We're here, and we can say thank you, and we can catch up with folks and share our story and ask for support. And today was a great first day. I'm looking forward to the next few days, continuing to tell our story and continue to say thank you and continue to ask for another opportunity to grow together. And if we had to think about it and do it all over, I think we would make exactly the same decision. We have to be here.
Well, extending our gratitude to you and Brendan for all you've done. We are so looking forward to this rebirth once more, and to continue to see the success on those 22 years in the industry that you've built. Here's to the next 22. Michael Herklotz, everybody.
Ferriotego. Thanks, bro. Thank you.